The ground beneath our feet contains a significant amount of energy in the form of heat. The temperature is either warmer or cooler than the air. That energy can be harvested and used to aid in the heating and cooling of our homes and buildings. In the summer, when the air is hotter than the earth, geothermal heat pumps transfer a building's heat deep into the ground, typically with water. When it resurfaces, it is cooler than when it went in. It is then used to help an air conditioner get a building to its optimum temperature, using less energy. When the air's temperature falls below the earth's temperature in the winter, the process works in reverse, using the earth's warmth to heat a building. The Springdale School District decided that geothermal might be of benefit to them back in 2002, when it was launching a building campaign. The district now has 5 elementary schools that use geothermal pumps to heat and cool their classrooms. A 6th will be completed in the fall. Jim Bradford, who has been on the Springdale School Board for 15 years, also works in the heating and cooling industry. He says that it is important, yet tricky, to maintain student and teacher comfort while remaining energy efficient. Geothermal helps to maintain that balance.
Energy efficiency is a big deal. The school district pays a lot of money for utility costs, and it is very much on the mind of those who are running our schools. We have some very dedicated people that are, on one hand, trying to save every dollar that they can, but on the other hand, the mission of the school is to educate children, and if they can not be bothered by temperature over and above or below what's reasonable, and it just becomes a good environment, they have proper ventilation, air, all of those kinds of things go into making the environment the very best for learning, and that's what the school district's all about, is kids to learn at the highest levels that they possibly can. And so there is a trade-off between teacher comfort, children comfort, and energy savings, obviously. But we want to provide that comfort at the lowest possible price.
Bradford and a group of others, such as the contractor and a consulting engineer, began investigating the concept to see if geothermal had an application for the district. Various studies were conducted and comparisons made to determine if the money could be budgeted for installation, but also to see what the expected return would be on the investment. They determined that they could expect to see a 7-year payback from the additional cost for geothermal units. The group felt like it was a good deal for the taxpayers, so they set the plan in motion. Dr. Ron Bradshaw, the Assistant Superintendent of Facilities for Springdale Public Schools, says that after the initial payback period, geothermal will save the district money for the life of the building. For him, the advantages are simple.
Advantage, you save energy by doing it. In other words, it doesn't pull as much electricity that it would require to normally heat and cool what you're trying to heat and cool.
He says the only reason to do something like this is to save utilities. Bradford's list of benefits includes other things, such as an aesthetically pleasing lack of outside units that is also a safety precaution for students, and the quiet nature of the geothermal units.
As we got into it, we realized that there were a number of other benefits. Some of the benefits were that when you drive up to one of these schools, you see absolutely nothing on the outside. And in the case of an elementary school where you have children that range from, 5 years old to 11 or 12 years old, playing in and around where these air conditioners have to sit, the fact that you had nothing there was a benefit. In fact, there were some avoided costs that were not immediately realized or planned on, associated with barriers that we were constructing in Springdale around our outdoor units that had a cost to them as well. And as you make all your outdoor units go away, essentially, it's in the ground if you want to look at it that way, that's invisible and certainly impervious to children, either damaging them or the children, becoming a safety hazard for the children. That was a great benefit. Another thing is that when a compressor does not have to work as hard against higher head pressures associated with air cool equipment, they become quieter.
This lack of noise allows for less distraction and enhanced concentration for students and teachers. As Bradford said, the school district is all about enhancing the educational environment and increasing learning levels. The district recognizes further savings in the way of maintenance. Each elementary classroom has its own well and unit. This smaller size allows Dr. Bradshaw and his facilities crews to repair any troubled units in-house.
We basically do one unit per room or one unit per two rooms. And we still like that because the repair and efficient, it's so easy to go in with our staff and not have to have outside people come in to repair and maintain those units. So you got to maintain what you're doing, and it's very important, I think, to do it in-house. More people you can do it on your own, you're going to save a lot of money for your school system, and Springdale does a great job of that.
All newly constructed elementary schools since 2004 have this geothermal feature. It is a more complicated thing to try to install them in massive high schools and junior highs, causing the cost to increase dramatically. Dr. Bradshaw says that the district is doing other things to increase energy efficiency, the lifespan of these buildings, and savings, things such as installing LED lights, spray insulation, and lifetime flooring. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.